بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week English خطبة. The topic is There is work with the faith. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله who made easy for his servants the ways to godly works. And I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. O Allah, send your peace, blessings and prayer upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his family and companions and upon whomever acts upon their way of guidance until the last day. I advise you and myself to observe taqwa of Allah. أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. For he the Almighty said, واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. And fear a day when you will be returned to Allah, then every soul will be compensated for what it earned, and they will not be treated unjustly. أما بعد, Abu Dharr رضي الله عنه said, I asked the Messenger of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, show me an action which if the slave does it, he will enter Al-Jannah and escape from fire. He said, believe in Allah. I said, O Messenger of Allah, are there any deeds that should accompany that belief? He said, he should give from that provision which Allah has granted him. I said, O Messenger of Allah, what if he is poor and doesn't have anything to give? He said, he should enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. I said, O Messenger of Allah, what if he cannot enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil? He said, he should help the one who is helpless. I said, what if he himself is helpless and cannot do anything? He said, he should help one who has been wronged. I said, what if he is weak and cannot help the one who has been wronged? He said, you don't want to think of your companion as having any good in him? In that case, let him refrain from harming people. I said, O Messenger of Allah, all of this is easy. So he said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, there is no slave who does any one of these practices, seeking thereby that which is with Allah, except that it will take him by his hand on Yawmul Qiyamah until he enters Al-Jannah. Servants of Allah, in this hadith, Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for acts that lead to Jannah, to strive in their performance and to do them a lot, and paradise is the goal of all the companions. May Allah bless them. They were asking a lot about work leading to Jannah. The answer is to believe in Allah the Almighty. And the meaning of faith, the believing in Allah in certainty, and believing in what the Messenger of Allah came with. Faith is the cause of every good and the key to every success. Allah said, certainly will the believers have succeeded. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Because Abu Dharr was faqih, well-versed in the religion, he knew there must be works with faith. Man should strive to do good in this world life in order to win paradise in the afterlife. Allah linked faith and good deeds in many verses, and he promised the believers who do good things to forgive them their bad things. He said, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah has promised those who believe and do righteous deeds that for them there is forgiveness and a great reward. This great reward is entering the Jannah. Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. But they who believe and do righteous deeds, those are the companions of paradise. They will stay there eternally. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the companions, the companion Abu Dharr, of those acts that are the fruit of faith and lead to Jannah. And he said to him, spend what Allah Almighty has given him, and he will combine the faith and the charity. He helps the needy, the widows, and the poor. Therefore, Allah thanks him for these actions, forgives his sin, and doubles his reward, as he has promised. Believe in Allah and his messenger, and spend out of that in which he has made you successors. آمنوا بالله ورسوله وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه فالذين آمنوا منكم وأنفقوا لهم أجر كبير. For those who have believed among you and spent, there will be a great reward. One of the writers said, these funds are a deposit, and we are their agents. And if the poor come to us, and we enriched them, we performed faithfulness to Allah. Whatever you have spent, O servants of Allah, He will compensate you with much in return, because Allah is generous. He said, إن تقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعفه لكم ويغفر لكم والله شكور حليم. If you loan Allah a goodly loan, He will multiply it for you and forgive you, and Allah is most appreciative and forbearing. If a person doesn't have anything to spend, he can say a good word that brings love, grow affection, and increases familiarity. Abu Dharr said, if he had nothing, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, let him say his good words in his tongue. He will get like a charity pay. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول معروفا بلسانه. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم الكلمة طيبة صدقة. A good word is a charity. One might say a good word that comfort a poor man or give everyone his right, Allah Almighty will praise it highly, and He will write His pleasure to him until the day of judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ مَا يَظُنُّ أَنْ تَبْلُغَ مَا بَلَغَتْ فَيَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهَا رِضْوَانَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَاهُ. A slave of Allah may utter a word which pleases Allah without giving it much importance, and because of it Allah will raise him to degree of reward. Abu Zar said, if he couldn't speak, dumb, mute, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him help someone who is helpless. Those whom Allah gives them power and prestige, they can help the weak and the oppressed until their rights are fulfilled and their anguish is gone and pleasure enters into their hearts. Someone asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the most beloved deed to Allah? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved deed to Allah is to make a Muslim happy or to remove one of his troubles. أحب الأعمال إلى الله سرور تدخله على مسلم أو تكشف عنه كربة. He who manages something and good come out of it, he will get a share of its reward. قال الله سبحانه من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها. Whoever intercedes for a good cause will have a reward therefrom. If one is incapable of doing anything good, let him at least don't hurt people. فَلْيَدَعِ النَّاسَ مِنْ أَذَاهُ. Then Abu Zar said, O Messenger of Allah, all of this is easy. So the Messenger of Allah said, by who one is in whose hand is my soul, there is no slave who does any one of these practices, seeking thereby that which is with Allah, except that this practice will take him by his hand on Yawmul Qiyamah until he enters Al-Jannah. All these works, man does them in the world and reaps the rewards in the world and in the afterlife. Allah subhanahu يقول من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. Whoever does righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life, and we will surely give them their reward in the hereafter according to the best of what they used to do. O Allah, guide us to do the best of deeds and the best of sayings, and let us enter Jannah. يا ذا المن والإفضال وفقنا لطاعتك وطاعة رسولك وطاعة من أمرتنا بطاعته عملا بقولك تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This khutbah was brought to you by إذاعة القرآن الكريم من أبو ظبي.